The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Buck Brief. The one and only DC Drano joins on this one. Our friend Rogan O'Hanley in the mix, and he is a force of nature on Instagram. He has millions and millions of followers there. Goes viral like it's his job. Well, I guess it is his job. Goes viral constantly and is a true, people are called influencers. Drano, you actually influence the trajectory of conversations on the internet. So we are honored to have you here. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me, Buck. And you were someone I looked up to when I first started in this whole sector. So it's good to be on, an honor.
Oh, that's very kind, man. That's like the nicest thing. It's Valentine's Day. That's like the nicest thing anyone's going to say to me all day, probably. Anyway, CIA and foreign intelligence agencies, according to the New York Post, illegally targeted 26 Trump associates before the 2016 Russia collusion claims. This is a bombshell. Tell me what's going on here.
Yeah, so Michael Schellenberger is an independent journalist. A lot of people may remember him from dropping a lot of the Twitter files. He and Matt Taibbi, and I think it was Barry Weiss was the third that Elon kind of shoveled that those disclosures to. But he dropped a bombshell either yesterday or the day before, and it's actually still not done being dropped. He has announced that he's going to be disclosing more information later this week, I believe today or tomorrow. But as a summary, so a lot of people know that Russia collusion was a hoax, and Crossfire Hurricane was the operation to ensnare Trump and, you know, Devin Nunes and the House Intel Committee. They did a lot of digging, and they kind of uncovered that this was actually a DNC and Hillary Clinton campaign funded steel dossier used to frame Trump and provide enough justification for the FBI to get FISA spy warrants and spy on the sitting president of the United States. And what this Schellenberger bombshell has disclosed is this wasn't just an operation started in July or August of 2016. This actually went a year and a half before the election. The CIA has been exposed as working with foreign, the Five Eyes surveillance spy network, the UK, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and there's one other one, Italy, I think, and it's us. And they used their colleagues in that network and said, hey, can you spy domestically on the US? We're not allowed to. Can you spy on these 26 individuals in the Trump campaign?
And so, as you know, and people always ask me why, just to clear the air, I joined the CIA directly out of college to help find bin Laden and help our guys kill him. That was it. After 9/11, I'm like, I'm going to go help, right? I left right when Obama comes into office because I could feel the political, and this is the truth, and people in the agency then would back me up on this, who knew me. I felt the politicization, good war, bad war, Iraq, Afghanistan. All of a sudden, Barack is announcing the withdrawal when he's announcing the surge. The whole thing was a mess. And also the real ideologues, the deep state entities, when Obama came into office, obviously felt really emboldened and powerful. So I left. I bring it up, though, because obviously I know how the agency is supposed to function, what the rules of the road are. This is from this New York Post piece, which is quoting, as you pointed out, Taibbi and Alex Gutentag. And it says, former CIA Director Brennan identified and presented the targets to the U.S. intelligence sharing partners in the so-called Five Eyes agencies, which is the U.S., United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. That's a special intelligence sharing relationship that does exist. This is a real thing. And this is in the Substack that was published by Michael Schellenberger. So what this would be, Drano, would be a CIA director going to truly our closest allies, right? The Five Eyes exist because we trust those countries more than any other countries in the world. That's why they're the Five Eyes, right? They're sort of the, of British parentage, English speaking nations. The fact that that might have been used as a backdoor way to spy on Trump associates is, this is new in the world of Russia collusion, which was already bad enough. And this just goes to show, I think, how there's no limit to how dirty the tricks are the Democrats will play. I mean, this is astonishing stuff.
It gets worse somehow. So, as a little bit of context, I mistakenly added Italy to the Five Eyes network. They are allies, but it is those four other countries you listed. Those are all actually under the UK Commonwealth, right? So Canada, Australia, New Zealand, those are all Commonwealth, almost subsidiary states of the United Kingdom and of the King of England. So there is a little bit of a historical context here that the King of England or the Queen at the time is potentially involved in spying on US president. But it gets worse because, you could say that this is treason, right? This is treason. And part of the issue is Trump knew about this towards the end, and he declassified a lot of these documents. And these are the Crossfire Hurricane documents. He declassified them. There are public articles about this. And one of the issues is, the intelligence community does not know where these documents are. And I have posited the theory, and I believe this is very true, that the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago not because Trump didn't cross his T's and dot his I's with submitting classified documents to the National Archives. If that were the case, Joe Biden, Mike Pence, they would have probably all been charged. They weren't, for the same type of offense. Trump is actually different because he actually had declassification authority as the president. He is the only person that has full declassification authority. And he also, there's also a presumption of declassification if he has documents and takes them out of a classified.
We used to talk about this in the agency, Rogan. If a president started talking about something at a press conference that was classified, we called it real-time declassification. Now, people can say, oh, but that's not technically how it's supposed to work. It's the president's information. But what oversight process? If the president wants to talk to the press about something, the president can talk to the press about it. Like, just to give people a sense of the authority that the chief of the executive branch has it is effectively executive branch information, and the president is the top of that chain of command.
Right. And the president doesn't work for the CIA or the FBI. It's the reverse, right? And
we've supposed to be, but yeah.
We've lost touch with that chain of command in recent decades. But I believe that this is why they stormed Mar-a-Lago with the FBI. This is why they went through Melania's closet. They're looking for this binder. So Schellenberger has disclosed that it's about a 10-inch thick binder. And when you have government officials partnering with foreign adversaries, not adversaries, foreign allies, but foreign countries nonetheless, to subvert the governance of the United States, that's treason by definition. And I believe that this is why they're going all out to stop President Trump from getting back into the White House, because if he does with these documents, they know it's all over and there's going to be a deep clean. Now, obviously, we wish Trump would have done this in the first term. We wish he would have drained the swamp. We wish he would have fired a lot of people, but it's not that easy. And but I do believe that's why these people are freaking out. That's why he's been indicted 4 times. That's why he's got lawsuits coming from every blue state you can think of. That's why they're trying to remove him from the ballot. And we're starting to learn the real reasons why. And I think it's because a lot of the people at the senior levels of the CIA, people like you and others, you know, who join to fight for our country, I think it's an honorable thing. But it's the very senior levels where the deepest corruption is, because the CIA is very compartmentalized. You could probably talk more about this. It's not like, you know, say there's 10,000 employees. It's not like they all know what's going on at the CIA at all times. It's a need to know. There's only two.
Yeah, that would be a huge. That would be a huge security vulnerability in and of itself. I mean, there are actual rules. There are laws that separate out what different parts of the agency are doing. There's need to know compartmentalization, which is critical to keeping secrets secure. And you know, depending on the issue you work. You may have, you know, I had no idea what was going on with, like, Asia desk, for example. No idea, because I was working Middle East. It's very different. And that's all to the good. Right. So when I what you said, that's really a bombshell, though, I think, is this is your analysis. Your assessment is that they were looking at Mar-a-Lago for some of the stuff that Trump took that could go to the pre-Russia collusion, as we know it, spying ordered by Brennan through the Five Eyes, right? Think that could be what's at issue here?
I do believe that is the core underlying issue. And we've already learned that Obama, Joe Biden, Brennan, they all were meeting in December, January to kind of launch this next phase of the spying operation. And, you know, in the best case scenario, maybe they did genuinely believe there was some Russia collusion between Trump, and they were originally looking, but when they didn't find anything, they actually had to plant it, right? And that's where the Steele dossier, they got desperate. They couldn't actually find anything that tied the Trump campaign to Russia, because why would that happen? Why would Putin invaded Crimea under Obama, and he invaded the Donbass under Biden. Under 4 years of Trump, if they were such buddy-buddy, why didn't he take Ukraine? Trump would have let him if he was, it's all a farce.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Trump was actually very tough against Putin, and, you know, we can get into NATO.
I want to just quick thing for everybody. If you're listening to this on podcast, just the audio, we've launched a Buck Brief YouTube now. So please go subscribe. Type in Buck Brief at YouTube, also on Rumble, the free speech YouTube. Type in Buck Brief and we're there as well. Rogan, let's come back here and talk about the way ahead for Trump. But, you know, first up, from our sponsor, Patriot Defender. This couldn't come at a better time. Right now, your rights are under constant threat. We're talking about the deep state right now. What do you do when the deep state comes for you? Well, you should check out Patriot Defender. I've partnered with them. I'm a member. Patriot Defender provides no-cost legal defense when your rights are violated by the wokeness or by the federal government's weaponization. No-cost legal defense for your rights, freedoms, reputation, and your way of life. So if you speak up at a school board meeting about vaccine mandates and they take action against you or your child, no cost legal defense available if you're a Patriot Defender member. All First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, so concealed and open carry. Audit, if you're audited and you believe that it's for political reasons you've been audited or your nonprofit's been audited, Patriot Defender has your back. So I'm a big believer in this business. Go check it out today. It's just easy. Membership organization, doesn't cost very much at all, but if you need them, you're going to want to have them. Go to patriotdefender.com. That's PatriotDefender.com. Sign up for a membership. Drano, how confident are you that, you know, you mentioned this, this time around, is Trump ready to finish the job when it comes to dealing with the deep state and taking action against some of these really malignant forces operating within the federal government?
Well, I think at the very least, the Overton window has shifted. And I think a lot of credit can be given to Vivek on that one. He has really brought into the mainstream narrative, you know, firing 75% of all bureaucrats, regardless, you know, just a social security number lottery. If your number ends in a even number, you're gone. I said 85%, but, you know, we can figure out the details later. But Trump actually was pushing an executive order. It's called Schedule F. And that was Schedule F of a obscure U.S. code. But basically, a lot of civil servants are considered non-political appointees, and they have a lot of protections. If you are a political appointee, say like an undersecretary of defense or something, and you're appointed by the president, not necessarily confirmed by the Senate, Trump, you work at the will of the president. Trump can just fire you, you know, or whoever the sitting president is. With a lot of the civil servants, you can't. Schedule F under this executive order that Trump was apparently close to finalizing, it was going to be a second term thing, would reclassify many civil servants into political appointees. And whether this would get hung up in court, I'm sure they would sue in a Hawaiian federal district with the most liberal judge you've ever heard of. And that may hamstring it. But eventually, once this gets to the Supreme Court, listen, we have to reestablish, like we talked about earlier, chain of command. People in the executive work for the president. Now, do we want to have a complete upheaval every 4 to 8 years of all personnel in the federal government? Not necessarily, but we do need a deep clean in this bureaucracy. I think that's beyond clear at this point, especially in the DOJ, FBI, CIA, and others. So does he have the actual authority in multiple different ways? Yes, he does. Is there the political will to do this? That's to be determined, but I am optimistic.
Come back here with DC Drano in just a moment. Do you feel prepared with everything going on in the country? You find yourself thinking about how best to protect yourself and whatever assets you have. Gold has been used to protect assets for as long as people have had them. It's a hedge against inflation. Gold is a reserve asset. Countries are buying up massive amounts of gold right now as a hedge against not just inflation, but possible financial collapse. So you want to have gold as a hedge for the future, and you want to be able to access real physical gold on hand. My friends at the Oxford Gold Group will help you understand why you need gold in your 401k, or why you should have, and why you should have actually, physical, actual gold on hand, real gold. I have gold here at home. Can't tell you where, but I've got gold here at home. Go to oxfordgoldgroup.com/free, order the free investment guide, or make a purchase of precious metals and earn up to $2,500 in free gold. oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. That's oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. Rogan, you and I both very much want to see a Republican victory that constitutes a mandate coming up this fall for Donald Trump and for Republicans in the House and the Senate. What is the one thing that you are, if you had to pick one area where you would want the most additional focus right now to get us to that point, whether it's a policy issue or just a voting machinery issue, what are you really dialed in on?
Yeah, I think ballot harvesting. We need a massive infrastructure to have a more equal playing field in that realm. I do not like ballot harvesting. I wish we could abolish it at the federal level, nationwide, mass mail-in ballots, print at home ballots like they do in the entire state of California. We need to get rid of all of that. But until we have the power to actually do that, we do need to fight in the battlefield in which we are presented. And so that is a major issue. I do like what Turning Point Action has been doing to organize that. And I'm glad that this GOP primary is switching gears. We're getting rid of Ronna McDaniel soon. And I hope that the next person coming in really focuses on election, you know, ballot harvesting and other types of election lawsuits, because the left is very good at that lawfare. We are getting better. I do believe that what happened in Virginia with Governor Youngkin's race, where we had a lot of lawyers on the ground and we had injunctions and court filings to stop the fraud, and we squeaked out a victory nationwide, statewide at their three offices. So governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. So I think that's the formula for success. But I also think we do need to address the pro-life debate and how to best frame that for people, because it's an energizing issue for Democrats, and in an economy that has massive inflation and with our open border crisis, we should have this, lock, stock, and barrel. But this abortion issue is driving young Democrats, especially, to the polls, and we have to come up with better messaging to counter it.
Just one more for you, for all the DC Drano fans out there. Why is the right, and you're somebody I think that is as associated with this advantage as anybody out there, why is the right better at memes than these Democrat communists? Like, our memes are just better.
I think it's the same reason that our jokes are better. There's an element of truth in it, right? And so you look at these late night comedy shows, and they've just become political rallies. They aren't funny anymore because they can't make jokes. When you are actually the authoritarians, when you actually have the losing argument, when everything you accuse Republicans of doing is actually you, people know that. And with memes, you know, it has to have an underlying truth to it. Otherwise, you're just kind of saying something you are angry about, right? And that's not a good joke. That's not a good message. So as Milo Yiannopoulos used to say, no one can resist the truth wrapped in a good joke. We are the ones able to have some humor in this lately. We aren't the ones just kind of foaming at the mouth. And that's why memes work. And frankly, I don't know, maybe we're just a little bit smarter than the left too.
I like it all. DC Drano, everybody, my friend. Good to see you, Drano. Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great to see you, Buck. Thank you.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.